We say hello now to Gordon MacDonald. Gordon is from Ubuntu Community Chest. A very good afternoon and welcome to East Coast Radio, Gordon.
Good afternoon, Vic. Thanks for phoning.
I've got some great news for you. I'd like to tell you that a gentleman who goes by the name of Moses Mojela has nominated your organization, Ubuntu Community Chest, to receive 2,500 loaves of bread, courtesy of the amazing Albany Bakeries, the best bread around with the incredible tamper-proof technology and the widest range. Tell us a little bit more about Ubuntu Community Chest.
Ubuntu Community Chest has been around in Durban for nearly 90 years. We're an organization that develops resources for other organizations. And when I refer to resources, I'm talking about cash, donations, and kind. So the bread's very much in line with what we do, as well as capacity building training. We currently work with 91 organizations, and we have pledged to raise 12.1 million rand worth of support to them by the end of March 2021, which is going to be fun in this current environment. We work with human services, welfare, registered welfare development organizations. We work with children's protection services, children's homes, street shelters, work with street kids, early childhood development, the disabled, the elderly, substance abuse, chronic illnesses, and crime prevention organizations right across the Durban area.
And Gordon, I can imagine that these 2,500 loaves is going a long way.
They most definitely are. We're receiving 360 loaves twice or three times a week, and we are passing those on to organizations that either have people in residence, like children's homes or old age homes, or we're passing them on to organizations that are running feeding.
Byron, you also mentioned a target of, I think you mentioned 12 million, something like that. How can KZN assist in this regard?
Well, we're looking for funds. People can log into our website, www.giving.org.za, or they can look for us, Community Chest Durban, on our Facebook page, and they can see how they can help us.
Oh, that's wonderful. And finally, Gordon, what is your message of thanks to Albany Bakeries for this kind donation?
I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. This was very unexpected, but most welcome. As you know, food security is increasingly becoming an issue amongst the most vulnerable of our community members, and this really couldn't have come at a better time. Everyone we approached to pass bread on to has been exceptionally grateful to get it, and we know that the bread will be put to good use. It will be feeding people who are hungry. So thank you again.
Thank you so much. That was it. Good to hear from you, Gordon. Take care.